Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests John Mitten and Anthony Lounsbury to talk about the Rocky Horror Show, which is going to be opening tonight at Mad Myrna's at 7 o'clock.
Woot.
Diddy up.
Hello.
Yeah, John, well, you're the director of this show.
Yep.
And it is a favorite, especially this time of year, Halloween. What makes this show a little different?
This particular production?
Yes.
It's completely new cast, completely new crew. It's set in the 80s instead of the 50s, which is something you don't see every day with Rocky Horror.
Mm.
Yeah. Big deal.
So shoulder pads aplenty.
Well, that makes sense because it was kind of a horror show time when it came to fashion and hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. And the 50s being the quintessential sci-fi era for movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's a good transformation era-wise.
Well, and you know, it's like the 80s replicated the 50s in some ways and values and all that.
There was a
resurgence in horrible B movies. If you ever watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, they've got plenty from the
80s. Hilarious. That's great.
You know, and it was also American society was on the verge of a sexual explosion culturally, and that's what this show is about. That's what Brad and Janet is, and it's a bit more relatable to today's audience.
Yeah, but Brad and Janet are like in the Kinsey 50s, where they're kind of like this kind of repressed, button-down couple who are just beginning to explore their...
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now it's more of the Reagan 80s, so, yeah.
You know, that makes a big difference in it.
Definitely.
Actually.
Absolutely.
It's a... How do you maintain the humor that way?
The humor is really inherent in the script for the most part. I mean, and the 80s was more just a starting point, you know, a style, mostly for the style of the show. When you see it, Riff Raff and Magenta are sort of Billy Idol, Madonna, Sid and Nancy sort of characters. And my vision for the show was that all the characters in Frankenfurter's Castle are sort of sex icons throughout the century, throughout the different decades,
and
archetypes. Like that. Yeah, absolutely, because that's what the show is about, you know, and that's what the 50s was about with Kinsey, and that's what the 80s was about with, you know, everything happening then, and that's what the show is about. So it all kind of tied it all together.
Clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Anthony, you play Eddie.
Yes, and Dr. Scott.
Okay, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's very good. So now Eddie, but Eddie is like the like a teddy boy. He plays the saxophone. He's like you're sporting a pair of sideboard.
He's kind
of
like
50s
style. Rockabilly sensibilities, I'd say.
Okay,
but
so you're like Mink DeVille or somebody.
You know, I think I'm the less like. I think I'm just like generally made into a like archetypal character, but I don't think I'm like any one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the shoelace around my forehead and the members only jacket, and, you know, big work boots. So I mean, it's just kind of mixing together the whole underground scene in the time.
So with the epaulets, the members only. So what, you went to like Value Village, you went shopping around to find vintage. I mean,
it was my jacket before, and I just brought it.
We treat our actors well. Yeah.
So let's talk about the show, assuming an audience that's never heard of it, like me.
Okay. Do you want to summarize it, Anthony, or should I?
Yeah, you.
Ah, heck, I'll do it. All right, Rocky Horror Show is about an all-American couple named Brad and Janet, whose car breaks down in the middle of the road on their way to go see Dr. Scott because they just got engaged. And then Brad gets the genius idea to go to a castle to see if they have a phone, even though, as the callback says, castles
don't have phones.
And they knock on the door and everything completely changes and they fall into a world of debauchery and Eddie and Frankenfurter and all this crazy, crazy stuff happens.
Now, who's Frankenfurter?
Frankenfurter is kind of the ringleader, the master of this entire group. He's a very Caligula sort of character.
Who's Caligula?
This is a different. Oh man, he's very debauched. He's very fun loving. He's very insane. Almost, probably
bipolar. He's a catalyst. He's an instigator. Yeah.
He holds the reins.
He's the ringleader. Yeah.
And everything that happens throughout the course of the play like completely changes Brad and Janet's point of view, and their world is completely turned upside down. And then I'm not going to give away the ending, but. Yeah.
It's cool.
It's cool. That's right. And there are a lot of cool light effects.
Actually, I have to confess that, of course, I've heard of it, but I didn't think I'd ever seen it. But as you describe it, yes, I have someplace along the line.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody who goes to theater a lot could have missed it.
Yeah. And what we're talking
Except
about
the
is,
younger people,
is,
maybe.
Is the Rocky Horror Show. Mm-hmm. And it's at Mad Myrna's. And we're talking to John Minton, director, and Anthony Lounsbury, who's in the show. He plays Eddie.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, and Dr. Scott.
And Dr. Scott.
I like Dr. Scott more personally, but Eddie's cool.
What does Dr. Scott do?
In the beginning, that's where Brad and Janet are going because he was one of their teachers. Mm-hmm. But it just so happens that Eddie is his nephew as well. So he decides to go to this castle of his own volition, but he's kind of an ex-Nazi.
Possibly.
Mad scientist character.
He's kind of like the guy, Dr. Strangelove, kind of.
Ish.
You know, yeah.
From the movie, you know, kind of like Henry Kissinger meets, you know, Joseph Mengele, kind of.
Yeah.
In a way. You know, I don't know. But anyway, so who else is in the show?
Caleb Bourgeois is playing Frankenfurter, the Frankenfurter.
Charlotte Kopp is playing Magenta.
Yes. All right. We're going to do a back and forth here.
We just did a little hand
Dean thing. Williams mm-hmm. is playing Riff Raff.
Mm. Oh, who else?
Starts with an N.
Sarah Alvarez is playing Janet.
Scott Kober is playing Brad.
Anthony Lounsbury is playing Dr. Scott.
Nakia is playing Columbia.
Yeah, she's sexy. And then we have a lot of dancers.
Oh, and RJ Haywood is playing the narrator.
Yes.
Yes.
And he can serve you drinks at Myrna's afterward.
Yes.
So... I'm looking forward to seeing this because Mad Myrna's is such a great place to see plays.
And
it is a bar, but it's also a theater, and you do not have to drink. It's not required.
No, not at all. Though
and
it is encouraged.
You can eat if you'd like, and they have pretty good food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you go in, and you don't really pass through the bar. You pass kind of aside from it.
Yeah, it's true.
So if going to a bar doesn't sound like fun... Just
Don't be
think
afraid.
You're just going to a theater, really.
Yeah, well, they have like a theatrical, a whole big room, which is like like a nightclub, like for a floor show. Now, is this going to be like the frontal stage, or are you going to have like the runway jutting, thrusting into the audience?
We have the frontal stage, but we also have a runway. I don't know why I had to think of the word when you just said it, a runway ramp sort of thing. The way the showroom is set up, there's a lot of – and the way the set is set up is very economical in the way it's done. There's a lot of action and happening on the stage, but some is happening around the audience, through the audience, in the audience, in some cases with the audience. You know, it's the best location for this sort of show because it's interactive and it's almost hands-on.
I was just going to ask you about all that audience participation.
Oh, yeah.
So, like at the movie, we'll which is famous with Tim Curry, and he was in the original London cast, which I've seen.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. With Meatloaf as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whoever, I don't know. At the time, I didn't know, you know. But so people still come and they bring things to throw and, you know, I mean, if whatever it is they do, they still do it. And are there any new things that are added to the repertoire of interactions?
You mean the callbacks?
Yeah.
Well, as far as the callbacks go, I'd say the newest, it's different in the film in that in this case, the characters might talk back to you. Maybe.
Boom, boom. Mm.
Gotta come see it to find out, though.
But bring your hot dogs, bring your rice, bring your cards, bring your squirt guns.
Just don't squirt the actors in the face.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Don't squirt the actors in the face.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be a little counterproductive since they wouldn't be able to talk for a while.
Some audiences can get ruthless.
Yeah. The last time we did it, I played Brad and they kept squirting my crotch over and over.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I look like Emmy in my pants.
You look sweaty.
Yeah, British
sure,
sweaters.
Yeah. Or something, yeah. Yeah, incontinent.
As it stuck to her thigh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, you guys have done this show before. Now,
he has. This is the first time I've had anything to do with
okay,
this
show. Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. And John, as a director, you've been really blossoming, burgeoning, taking on lots of projects mm-hmm. lately mm-hmm. and doing stuff like that. Is this your own company?
No.
Production company?
No. It's Mad Myrna's production company, but Steven Alvarez, who is the past music director of the show, and Kristen Viertaler, who was the past choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
are working on it. And I was brought in as director. And it's been a blast. Going from Closer earlier this year to this mm-hmm. has just been a complete 180, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. And it's quite a big production. I mean, you have like a pit band.
Yeah. We have a band.
Yeah.
We have a band.
Four-piece yeah. rock band.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like one of the best show bands mm-hmm. I've heard in town. So.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Is it ever?
Is it a musical?
That's right. We forgot to mention that. I guess we assume.
That's now it's like the selling point is finally coming out.
Yes, if, right, you were yeah. if you were listening
there's
to
song
this.
Song and dance.
If you were listening to this expecting Shakespearean prose and you hear music, I am sorry to disappoint you, but it is a rock and roll, off the wall, science fiction musical. So
yeah, there's a lot of great songs in it. I mean, it's kind of hard to believe that people aren't familiar with it already.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to have it. Just resurrected time and again with, you know, on stage.
Definitely,
and
yeah.
Again, and again, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, so many things are better on stage than in the movies.
Totally.
For sure.
Totally. And it's just fun. It's just a fun show.
Well, it's so. Okay.
It's a very sexy show. It's not for kids.
Totally oh, sexy. No. Totally
not
for
at all. Not yeah. at all.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thanks so much for coming down, taking the time, and telling us about the Rocky Horror Show, which is opening tonight at Mad Myrna's, and this show runs for the next 4 or 5 weekends.
4 weekends.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you, John Minton and Anthony Lounsbury.
Thank you.
Woo. Thank you, guys.
And now here's a Stage Talk calendar. Alaska Theater of Youth concludes its run of Frankenstein at the Sydney Lawrence Auditorium at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. Showtime's tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 7 with a matinee tomorrow also at 2 p.m. For tickets or information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
TBA Theater presents The Demon of Darby Castle at Grant Hall, located at the Alaska Pacific University campus. The show runs this weekend on Friday at 7 p.m., that's tonight, and on Saturday, which is Halloween, tomorrow night. There are 3 performances on Halloween, 3, 7, and 10 p.m., and a final show Sunday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Tickets are available at the door at APU's Grant Hall 45 minutes before each show.
And in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Agatha Christie's Spiderweb through November 9th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 at the Mockatons Theater. For tickets, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And finally, Mad Myrna's presents the Rocky Horror Show, October 30th through November the 21st, Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday, 7 and 10:30 p.m. Opening night is tonight at Mad Myrna's, which is located at 530 East 5th Avenue. For tickets, call 276-9762. That's 276-9762.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.